You reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Nathan. Are you currently need a roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay. And may I have your first and your last name, please?
Elwood Reynolds.
Okay, and can you spell that for me?
Elwood, ELWOOD, Reynolds, REYNOLDS.
Okay, thank you. And what's a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
812 696-2071.
Okay, can you repeat the last four for me? It was going out a little bit.
2071.
Okay. And the number is 812-696-2071.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Just give me one brief moment.
Just in case. Almost sounds like I got cut off.
Oh no, sir, I'm still here. I'm just inputting some more information for you. That's all.
Oh,
Yes, sir, I'm
okay.
still here. No, sir, yes, I'm still here.
It was so quiet.
Yes, sir, I apologize. And do you happen to have your producer code?
What?
Your producer code? I'm sorry, your policy number. My apologies. Your policy number.
Policy number. Hold on
No problem. Take your time.
a minute. Okay, here. Policy number SSV13022563180-0.
Okay, and that was SSV as in Victor,
Yes.
13022563180-0.
Correct.
Okay, good deal. Just give me one more brief moment.
I don't know whether it could impact me. Maybe it would become a burden itself. You know, and there's some type.
I wonder if you could, I didn't make a lesson. I wonder if you could get it back on it.
I can get them on, that's no problem. Rogers, they just put them on too tight.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. And would you like to receive mobile text updates on regarding the status of your service today?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm at home.
Okay.
And my problem is I've had a flat tire. I've jacked it up. I've taken the lug nuts off of it, but I can't get the wheel off of the car. And I've even tried hitting it with a hammer to break it loose and can't get it off.
Okay.
I'm going to go take it and get the flat fixed, but can't get it off the car.
Right. Okay, so you're requesting a tire change or a tow service?
Just to get the tire off the car is all I want.
Okay, no problem.
I'll take care of it from there.
Okay, give me one brief moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me. And would you also happen to have your VIN number as well?
Oh, well, I'm looking at my wife's card. So this VIN number is for her car, but mine's out in the glove box, I think.
Okay.
Well, I don't specifically have the VIN number for my Toyota Prius.
Well,
do you want me to get it?
Oh, no problem. It's okay. It's the vehicle. I'm sorry. It's the VIN number you're calling about. The vehicle you're calling about.
Yes.
Yes. So, if you have the VIN number about the vehicle you're calling about, then you can provide me that one.
Well, all right. I'll have to go out and get it.
Okay. Take your time. It's fine.
No, the car's in the garage. Okay, I've found it.
Okay.
Okay, the number for this car is JTDKN3DU58144-0382.
Okay, and again, that was JTD as in dog, KN as in Nancy, 3 D as in dog.
K
U.
As in kite. JTDK.
Yes.
Okay.
N as in Nancy, 3. D as in dog. U, 5814400382.
Right.
Okay. Give me one more brief moment.
Yeah. I gave it to him. Threw that away. Don't need that.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. And would you happen to have your effective date as well?
August 8th of 2020 is when it was effective, this insurance. Man, you do this with everybody?
Yes, sir. It's a lot of questions we have to ask. I'm sorry.
What, you're trying to check and make sure that people own the car and have insurance on it?
Just making sure we're able to pull up your policy, that's all. And again, that effective date was 8/8/20, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And would you also happen to have your producer code and plan letter?
Pardon?
Your producer code and plan letter?
Producer code, what's that?
It should be about a 4 to 5 digit number.
I don't know what you're talking about there.
Okay, no problem. Give me one moment.
I don't know, ask you for some vehicle producer number, right? I have no idea what that is. Not even anything like that on the registration. Okay, thank you for patiently holding for me, sir. Okay, so it's showing me today's service will be an out-of-pocket expense. And what will that be?
I'm not sure. I'll have to reach out to a provider and reach back out to you to get a quote. But also, give me one more brief moment while I get you some more information as well, okay?
Okay. where are you tomorrow?
I'm over here on St. Millway. Take me, you'll never find me.
I'll have to take you. They're not going to get back to me at the rate we're going here. I won't be able to get it down there and get it fixed today. I think they're open till noon on Saturday. Yeah. He says we'll have to pay for this ourselves, and then I guess we'll turn it into August and get reimbursed for it. He couldn't give me a price.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding for me, sir. And give me one moment. And can you provide me with a good address?
11657 North County Road, 25 West, Farmersburg, Indiana, 47850.
And that was Farmersburg, Indiana.
Right.
Okay. And again, just for verification, that was 11657 North County Road 25.
West.
Left. Okay.
West.
Okay. And that was Farmersburg, Indiana 47850.
That's correct.
Okay. And what's good? Okay. Give me one more brief moment.
We would have thought that Tire Barn would have called us if we'd left the spare up there.
I would have thought.
Well, I haven't had an occasion to get into that.
Okay, thank you for holding for me, sir. And after, just for verification so that I have it correct, after County Road 25, is it left as in L-E-F-T?
West.
W-E-S-T. West. Okay. Thank you.
And we are about a mile and a quarter west of 41, Highway 41. It runs north and south through Farmersburg. We're not hard to find. Yeah. Anybody that has GPS ought to be able to find us.
Where's the Farmersburg? Four seven eight five zero four seven eight five zero. Okay, thank you. And can you also provide me with the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling in about today?
It's a Toyota Prius, 2011 model.
Okay, thank you. And the color of the vehicle as well?
Red.
Okay, just give me one more brief moment. Yes.
It's sitting in the garage.
Okay. Just give me one more brief moment. Okay, I just have a few questions for you. For the provider, if they don't apply, just state no for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you do have a good spare tire with the vehicle as well, correct?
Well, that I had new tires put on it about 2 years ago. And I haven't had any opportunity to open that up and check the spare. And when I've taken it for service, they always check the tire pressure and the spare. Never said anything about spare not being there, so I do not have a spare tire.
Okay.
Well, I suspect where I bought the tires, they're the ones that have the tire, but you know, I never had them to think to check on them to see if the tire spare tire was put back in the trunk.
Okay. Okay, so you would need us to provide a tire, correct?
No.
Oh,
all
okay.
I want from you people is to
it's
take,
just to take
the
it
existing
off.
Tire on the car off.
Okay.
And I will take it, get it repaired, put it back on myself.
Okay. Good deal.
That's all I want.
Okay. And is there only one flat tire, correct, that you want to get off?
Yes.
Okay. And does your vehicle have locking hubcaps or wheels?
No.
Okay. Good deal.
I had this trouble once before with a tire, but I was able to break it loose, but can't break this one loose for some strange reason.
Okay. There's no problem. We'll get you situated today, sir.
I think the problem, these garages, they use impact wrenches, and they put the slug nuts on so darn tight. When you go to remove them, if you don't have an impact wrench, which I do, you'd never get them off. you could stand on the wrench and it wouldn't move the lug nut. Just keep quiet over there. Maybe by Christmas we'll get service. Better have something to write on so we know who's coming.
Thank you for holding for me, and you will be the person with the vehicle when the provider arrives, correct?
Pardon?
You will be the person with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
Yes.
Okay. And you do have the keys with you as well on scene?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to have to move the car.
Okay. Okay, just give me one brief moment while I try to get you mapped and located, okay?
All right.
And you said that was Highway 41, correct?
Yeah, we're off of Highway 41, west of 41.
Okay.
About a mile and a quarter.
And that's also in Farmersburg, Indiana?
Yes.
Okay.
The big metropolis of Farmersburg.
Okay.
I'm being just give sarcastic. Me one...
No, you're fine, sir. Just give me one brief moment while I get you mapped and located, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and are there any buildings or any, like, road markers, anything by you that you can see? Or any signs?
Well, there's a, let's see, coming from the south, there's one traffic light on 41, and we're just a short distance north of that. There's a dollar store a little beyond our road, 1175 North is a road you turn on to off of 41. You go west on that, and you come to a Y intersection. You bear to the left and go a quarter of a mile, and we're the second house in the corner on 25 West. On the left.
On the left. Okay.
And we're in a white brick home.
Okay, just give me one more brief moment.
Did it take you this long when you called for me, Carla? Did it take you this long? When I ruined that tire on yes, she did. I don't think it did either. Man, they want the VIN number of the automobile, policy number, and then he ends up telling me that we're going to have to pay for the service. What good did it do to give him the policy number? I had the lug nuts off in about 2 minutes.
Good. You don't have to tell.
No. And normally you'd have the tire off. Well, they're probably finding somebody that'll come up here.
Where's he at?
Didn't say. Probably. Probably in Jasper. I have no idea. I've been on the phone for 45 minutes.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. I do apologize for the long hold. I'm just trying to make sure I get you mapped and located correctly. Is that good callback number 812-696-2071? Are you able to get latitude and longitude text messages?
I would imagine so, but that's our home phone number.
Okay. What kind of phone do you have?
This is a
cell phone.
Okay, this is a cell phone.
812-239-3056.
No, it's 812-239-3056.
Yeah.
Okay. And what type of cell phone is this? Is it like an iPhone, Android?
This isn't an iPhone.
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone, that's all.
Okay.
I can say.
Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and send this text message. It's gonna text a link. And once you click on it, it should provide the latitude and longitude of the location. I'm just going to give me one brief moment.
No idea what that is.
I am. No.
Have you received anything?
No.
Okay. Let me see here. Give me one more moment.
Have you received anything? You haven't received anything.
Did you get a check?
I forget who came. And I was stuck over there on, what was it, Fruit Ridge?
Yeah.
They didn't even use a jack. They used a hoist to lift it up the back of the car, which is a lot easier than using a jack. There wasn't room to get a jack under it.
I do apologize for the long hold. It's just I'm having a hard time trying to locate your exact location.
Oh, if anybody's got a GPS, they ought to be able to find us. We're not that hard to find.
Okay, because it's not being able to locate. It's pulling up somewhere, but it's not. I'm sure it's not pulling up the exact location because I'm not seeing any like dollar store or anything around the location that pulled up on my end. So I'm trying to see what else could be nearby.
There's a transmission place. Yeah, Oldridge Transmission, just barely north of 1175 north.
And what was the name of the transmission place?
Eldridge.
Okay.
It's on 41.
Okay. Good deal. Give me one more brief moment.
Caitlin direction.
I thought
it had some GPS. Most trucks do.
Well, even people. The workers have to have GPS.
You get a hold of the agent. No, I'm not impressed at all with their service, their tight service.
And when there also happened to be like a Mickey's Bar and Grill nearby as well.
Yeah, there's Mickey's. That's right next to the dollar store. That's on the other side of 41, but And our road, 1175, was just across from that.
Okay. And is there like a colonial antique store on your side?
No, that's further north.
Okay.
Mickey's is just about directly across from 1175. And
okay.
We're not hard to find.
I'm just trying to make sure I get the exact location. I apologize. Is there like a Sun Mart, a Renegades Off-Road, a
Sunoco?
Okay.
Just south of us on 41 there in Farmersburg. There's a bank right across from there. They're all within
First
a
Financial Bank.
Yeah, First Financial Bank. That's it.
Okay, so you're right up in that area. Okay. Just give me one more brief moment.
Another 5 minutes and it'll be an hour.
How long will you still be in the
car? Well, I got rid of them. Well, we didn't have the number for this place. The roadside service.
Okay, and so for that out-of-pocket expense, would you be paying cash, credit, or debit?
What's the difference as long as you people get paid?
What is
cash, I guess, depending upon how much it is. Or check.
I'm sorry, say again, sir. Which one were you, which one was it?
Depending upon what, how much the bill is, we could give them a check or a credit card.
Okay, because I would have to choose before we continue. But again, I don't know that amount just yet. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yes. So, which one did you want to pick?
Oh, the debit card.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider, and I'm going to go ahead and reach back out to you to let you know that quote as well. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, just get them here.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and I'll reach back out to you shortly.
All right, you have our number.
Yes.
Okay.